Chapter 25, 1897, Avondale, A New Start in Christian Education. "We earnestly desire to have this school such as the Lord shall approve," wrote Ellen White on June 9, 1897. For 23 years Seventh-day Adventists had been engaged in operating educational institutions, commencing in Battle Creek in 1874. Through those years a good deal of experience had been gained, and the Lord had many times given special instruction to guide in the founding and operation of schools. Mistakes had been made from the start. Oftentimes, courses were set that were not for the best and were hard to alter. Now, it seemed appropriate and possible, as a new beginning was being made in a new land, to establish a course more in keeping with God's will. Mrs. White wrote, "We must all work earnestly and intelligently to do the utmost to make this school as God would have it. No man's notions are to be brought in here. No breezes from Battle Creek are to be wafted in. I see I must watch before and behind and on every side to permit nothing to find entrance that has been presented before me as injuring our schools in America." In the same vein she wrote in her diary on July 22nd, "This is not to be a school after the common order of schools. It is such a school as the Lord has marked out should be established. We have to demonstrate that we have not followed cunningly devised fables." Some members of the faculty contributed to these desirable ends more than others. There was the steady and experienced Elder Haskell, of whom Ellen White could write, "His experience and knowledge of the truth, commencing in so early a stage of our history as Seventh-day Adventists, was needed in this country. From his youth upward, he has been a self-denying, self-sacrificing man. And now his age and gray hairs give him the respect of all who know him." There was Professor C.B. Hughes and his wife. Of them Ellen White wrote, "We are pleased with the principal of the school and his wife. They are determined to carry out the testimonies. He is the right man for the place." And there was the more youthful Herbert C. Lacey, with his wife, Lillian. 25 years of age, he was just out of Battle Creek College, having completed the classical course. He was one of the young men sent from Australia to the United States to gain training to enter the Lord's work. It was expected he would make a strong contribution. Ellen White had met a portion of his school expenses both at Heltsburg and in Battle Creek. Although Lacey was in time to grow and develop to become one of the most able and respected Bible teachers in the denomination, at this point he was described by Ellen White, "Brother Herbert Lacey has the impulsive temperament to move out after the education received in Battle Creek and would feel perfectly competent to manage everything, when he will have to obtain as a learner how things ought to be managed." Matters became complicated when Professor Rousseau left for the United States. Herbert Lacey was chosen by the Avondale School Board to serve as principal. He was without experience in lines of management and in finance, yet he readily accepted the position. It was difficult for Ellen White to understand why not one member of the school board sought her counsel about the matter. She wrote Daniels that all these things had been opened before me, and commented, "It was a large pill for me to swallow." She felt she must act, distasteful as it might be. To W.C. White she wrote on June 6th, "The board elected Brother Herbert Lacey as principal without counseling with me. This brought me to the front to speak.